next letter of the Rebbe in the holy letters. We're up to volume 11, letter number 3490. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Ches Iyar Tavshin Tezvav, the 18th of Iyar Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. This is actually Lag Bomer. Doesn't mention it, but the 18th of Iyar is Lag Bomer. And the Rebbe addresses it to titles over here, Yaakov Sheyichia Pelis. And it's interesting, the Rebbe says also his wife, Mrs. Rachel Tichya. So the Rebbe is putting in the letter, the man and his wife, Shalom of Rachel. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter. So the Rebbe writes it in a singular. Apparently the letter came just from him, and also the matters addressed in that letter belong more to him. So I'm not sure exactly why the Rebbe also mentions his wife. So he says, responding to your letter from Motzei Shabbos Kodesh and the one that preceded it, the Rebbe said, I enjoyed from the class that you are teaching with the Bacharim every Shabbos. And without a vow, I will mention the names, their names, and the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title, during an auspicious time, to all that they need in general, specifically to add in the classes, both in the revealed part of Torah and the Hasidic part of Torah. That way, that will add in the blessings of the blessed Hashem and his success in all that they need. So basically, the Rebbe is enjoying the fact that he's learning with his students, and he says that he will mention them, and if they increase with more classes in Nigla and Hasidus, this will add to the blessing of Hashem. Now he asked the Rebbe a specific question in Hasidic. In the Hasidic literature, it talks about devitalizing soul. Talks about a godly soul. It also talks about a vitalizing soul, a nefesh hachiyunis. It's translated the general life force that we have, and most all human beings have a vitalizing soul. Actually, even non-humans, even animals, have a soul that vitalizes them. But we're talking about the human vitalizing soul. What exactly does that mean? What is the vitalizing soul? So the Rebbe says, generally, the intent when we talk about a vitalizing soul is the soul about which the Alter Rebbe speaks in the first chapter of the Tanya, which basically that soul is split into two, to the intellectual soul and the animal soul. The intellectual soul is the special ability of the human being to use his intellect. So there is a force within the person which is called the intellectual soul. But then there is also mostly the emotional soul, the nefesh habahamis, the animal soul, which basically is the instincts of and self-gratification, the instincts of sometimes natural negative character instincts of arrogance, of boastfulness, anger, various different emotional baggage that a person has to deal with and is born with. That's called the animal soul. So you have a combination of the intellectual soul and the animal soul. Both together are called the vitalizing soul. The Rebbe says, look into the notes on the Tanya on page 81 and in the places that were referenced there. He also asked the Rebbe a question about something about those who are going to the army in a half a year. I guess they have to reach, they're going to be of age to be enlisted. And as they also had a special request, a wish in connection with that, doesn't say what it was. Maybe they wanted the Rebbe to send them something, to give them something, or do for them something. Apparently, in regards to their enlisting into the army. So the Rebbe says, since it is still a half a year away, it's still too early for this. I guess what he asked, I don't know exactly, but the Rebbe delayed it for now because he says there's still a half a year about it. Then he wrote to the Rebbe about being able to acquire Tanya books and generally books for study cheaper. So the Rebbe says you should turn to Tzir Agudas Chabad, the Chabad organization. And the Rebbe says these things should not be duplicated. I guess the Rebbe is basically saying that he is not going to send him separately some of the books that he's asking for, because we already have the Tzir Agudas Chabad who deals with this, and we should not duplicate the matters. If they're dealing with it, we should go to them and get it from them. And for many reasons, the Rebbe says we need to centralize it. And the Rebbe says, so we can't make you a representative to be the distributor, basically. You can be the intermediate and the representative of Tzir Agudas Chabad as far as these books go. So you can be able to sell them, I guess, for cheaper, because you'll get them maybe on the wholesale price. I'm not sure exactly over there. But the Rebbe basically says, go through the regular channels and become a distributor for them to pass it along. The Rebbe says, as you requested, I will mention on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, especially your son, Yosef Yitzchak Shlita. And the Rebbe says, what a name, you know, Yosef Yitzchak. He quotes from the Gemara. The Gemara says a name is very meaningful. Shmo Milsahi. So that's a name especially. So let the Rebbe praise for him, that let it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that he should grow to be a heaven-fearing and a chosid and a lamdan and a scholar. And together with the other children, may you raise him l'toira l'chupa ma'isim toivim, with blessings for success. So here the Rebbe is sending to this Yaakov palace and his wife this letter appreciating his teaching the boys. And the Rebbe says the more they learn, the more blessings they will get. And the Rebbe explains to him that the vitalizing soul means both the intellectual soul as well as the animal soul. Those who are going to the army a half a year, the Rebbe says, be in touch further, and getting the sefarim that you need, the Rebbe says, be in touch with Tzir Agudas Chabad. And the Rebbe gives a special blessing for the whole family, but especially his son Yosef Yitzchak, who says carries such a beautiful name.